The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
I try to play God's role in my life in trying to work out everything, all the details of my life, and it consumed me. And I began to gravitate to a state of worry and fear and panic as a result of trying to do what only God can do. And God had to teach me that, and He taught me the hard way.
After a season of heartbreak, Kobe Meyer battled depression and anxiety before discovering God's promised peace. Next.
We always have exciting guests, and Kobe Meyer is a pretty, I mean, he's very special. Kobe, I count it an honor to meet you. Mm-hmm. You're a great, blessed athlete, and you lost all of that. And you lost a grandfather that you didn't want to lose when he left. But you were moved by God to literally start putting His arms around people mm-hmm. that never knew He cared that much. And then you begin to retrain their mind. Just amazing. I was looking right here at when you talk about your promised peace, winning the battle for your mind. That's a big deal because mm-hmm. the enemy mm-hmm. has most people's minds.
That's right.
Matter of fact, if you want to know what demons are like, mm-hmm. you just listen to all the people that are demons dressed up in people's clothes mm-hmm. because everything coming out of their mouth is a lie from the father of lies. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to know what demons look like, they dress up in disguise as people. Mm-hmm. But if you'll listen to what they're saying, the father of lies is expressing himself through them nonstop, even in the spirit of anger and rage and murder. Mm-hmm. It's just there. Well, okay, so you talk about the transformation begins in the mind, taking your thoughts captive, replacing lies with God's truth. And this one, and I want you to touch on this one, mm-hmm. breaking the cycle of worry mm-hmm. and casting your cares and winning the daily battle.
Yeah.
You going to touch on some of those for us?
Yeah. That's where it begins. Everything begins in our minds. Mm-hmm. You know, God's truth is embedded in our minds, but also, like you said, James, the enemy's lies are placed in our minds as well. And many of us believe the lies mm-hmm. that the enemy has said over us, over the Word of God. And that's where we experience worry.
His Word has actually taken over the people's minds.
100%.
Well, therefore, yeah. His thoughts are coming out their mouth.
And yes, we agree yes. with what the enemy says about us because we think that of ourselves.
Right.
A lot of times.
Right. I had one pastor tell me once, he says, never give a lie any sympathy.
Yeah.
Because we do that, right? We mm-hmm. sympathize with Absolutely. The enemy's lies and we say, oh, maybe that is true mm-hmm. about me, about my worth and my value. But God says, no, you're my child. You're chosen. You're a royal priesthood. You know, you're my beloved. And so we got to replace the that's lies right. of the enemy with God's truth. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want people to understand. That's why I do all the content I do online, is to renew the mind. Because if you don't renew the mind,
right.
you'll always try to modify the behavior, mm-hmm. but it will never succeed.
And you have an anointing to do that. And let me just define what anointing means. It's a divine enabling. It's God enabling you to accomplish something that would seem impossible. And a supernatural wisdom or power or direction or thought has to take over. And that is what God wants to do. People are anointed to teach us, anointed to direct us, to redirect our thinking. That's a gift of God. God anointed me to what? To communicate His truth. And the world offered to pay millions of dollars for my gift to serve their business, their company, their interest. But I said no to all of it. I was never drawn to money, mm-hmm. never. Thank God for that. But I was drawn to seeing God's will accomplished on His earth according to His kingdom purpose and desire. And He gave me the ability to communicate that. He's given you one of the most supernatural abilities mm-hmm. to communicate online. You know, I did the Coliseum, set the attendance records all over America. I just had a blessed crusade ministry, then a blessed all over the world, third world mission ministry, everything we're doing. Well, here you are, just a young guy, starting out really in your major ministry in your early 30s. And the thing about it is you have a gift, but you also have a gift that you've been able to put it online. Mm-hmm. You've been able to take advantage of the communication mechanisms that everybody can access. Mm-hmm. So how is it that you can take these things, and you may want to touch on some of them, breaking the word cycle, casting your cares. How is it that you've been able to take it there and watch God bless it and know what to share?
Yeah, I think it comes so much from a lived experience. You know, we're living testimonies of what Jesus has done in our lives. And so until we have lived through certain experiences and gone through certain seasons in our life, we share from a place of that experience with others. And so when I was 22 and I was going through a really tough season in my life, I had broken relationships. I had my grandfather, who I loved dearly, had just passed away. And there was a lot of uncertainties. And I tried to control the future. I tried to play God's role in my life in trying to work out everything, all the details of my life. And it consumed me. And I began to gravitate to a state of worry and fear and panic as a result of trying to do what only God can do. Mm-hmm. And so it was from that lived experience of learning to surrender my burdens, to cast my cares, the scripture says, cast all of your anxieties on God, for He cares for you. It was that learning to do that, that practice of continuing to bring burdens before the Father. And God had to teach me that, and He taught me the hard way. And I think sometimes He does that for all of us, right? He teaches us the tough way.
And one of the things Betty hears me say many times when we're facing something big related to something going on in somebody's life, it could be somebody we love, it could be a loved one. Many of the people, when we're our age, they're saying goodbye to their spouse. Mm-hmm. Or they've already said goodbye and now they're alone. Mm-hmm. And just the burdens that we carry for others. But many times we have a burden that we don't seem to know what to do with. Mm-hmm. And Betty will ask me, and I'll say, honey, I've cast it on Him. I've turned it over to Him. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I said, I can't do what only He can do.
Right.
So I need not waste the time trying. But Betty, she's, you know, she wants to just get it fixed.
Mm-hmm. I mean, let's get it done.
I
married you, James. I mean, you know, you're supposed to. But my point is, I said, there are just some things we just can't even attempt to do.
Yeah.
To turn it over to God, to cast my cares. Mm-hmm. Which would mean cast your concerns, cast everything on the Lord, put it on Him, trust Him with it. We can trust God with our cares, our concerns, our burdens. We can trust Him with our heartache, our hurt. We can trust Him with our losses. How do we ever get through, live through the loss of a 40-year-old daughter that was like a mercy drop from heaven and left those three children? Now she has seven grandchildren. She's only seen from heaven. How do we deal with that? Only God can carry those broken hearts. Only God can heal them. God, please help people right now who are hurting. They've lost a loved one. They know somebody who has. They've lost a child. They've lost a job, an income. God, help them know they can rest on You. Mm-hmm. They can trust You. Only You can make the difference. In Jesus' name, Kobe, how do you help people see these things and the importance of casting their cares? How do you do it?
You know, I think it recognizes who is the Lord of our lives. You know, a lot of us put me at the center, but God wants us to replace me. You know, John the Baptist says, I must decrease so He might increase. You know, I must go lower and humble myself before God. So we put together a great resource called Your Promised Peace, where we teach people how to cast their cares on the Lord.
And it is very powerful, very simple, very approachable, but high impact, just like your web stream that goes every day.
Yeah, we do video teaching in this, we do a series of videos that walk people through how to go about this, how to take their thoughts captive, how to find grace and rest and peace in God in the present. We're not future-oriented, but we're present-oriented. We're focused in what God is doing in our lives right now and being grounded in that. And these are all mechanisms that God has given us in His Word to fight and mitigate the effects of anxiety and worry in our lives. And so casting our cares on God, it's a teaching. It's also a practice. It's something that you and I need to do continually. And as we do it continually, we're reminded that, yeah, God is big enough for my problems. You know, God is big enough to handle these things. You know, Jesus says to His disciples, He says, don't worry about tomorrow. He says, tomorrow's going to worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble on its own. That means that God is with us today to take care of the burdens of today, and we're to leave tomorrow into His hands.
You know, life is a journey, and we learn along that way. And God doesn't want us to miss anything that He for us. And sometimes, even though on that journey we want to do, and God says, be still and know that I am God.
Yes.
He has to remind us of that. Yeah. And that's one of the hardest things to do sometimes, to just stop and wait on Him.
Yes.
And hear from Him. And through hearing from Him, we can be strengthened and fulfilled.
That's right.
Please listen to this beautiful girl. I'm sitting here, I'm watching her on a monitor, and I'm thinking, we will soon be married 63 years.
Wow.
And I'm you still look in your 30s to me. You're just beautiful. I
think
you
get some glasses.
I got some. I'm telling you, God's so good, and He loves you. And you know, the thing that's so beautiful, Kobe, is some of us are able to help people see His love and step into it. You have a lot of young people listening to you. Mm-hmm. Now, we're 80 years old. You have many 80-year-old people listening to you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I grew up in a church. You know, when I started going to church with my grandparents, everybody in the church was over 75. I was the only one who was under 20. And so they loved me. They taught me the love of Jesus. And so, I mean, I've been blessed intergenerationally in a fundamental way.
You have one of the greatest anointings, gifts of God, to communicate His love in word, in communication, but also just in His life, just being around Him. He really loves people, and they can tell it. And what He does in the teaching is, it's a gifting of God, an anointing of God, to know what to share, what to teach, what the needs are, and how to best address them. I mean, it's what He does. What are some of the other series topics that you deal with that people are captivated by?
Yeah, well, one of them is the taking our thoughts captive. This is so important because we allow the enemy to put all these different ideas in our minds. And so how do we practically take these ideas, make them, the scripture says, take them captive. That means take them prisoner, right? Don't let them roam loose and don't let them...
And take you a prisoner.
Yeah. The thoughts want to take us prisoners, right? But we're called to take them prisoners and make them subject to Christ. So it's monitoring the thought life that we have every day. What thoughts am I thinking about? Which ones are intrusive thoughts? Which thoughts are anxious thoughts? Which thoughts are directed from the enemy to discourage us and pull us down? We're called, Jesus calls us, the scripture calls us to take these thoughts captive. That means when I have a thought, I identify it. I ask it, where did you come from? You know, what root door of insecurity did you walk through, right? Where's your origin, you know? And then we take that thought and we say, what does God say about it? Where do I go in the scriptures to find the truth of what God says that I am, of who I am in Him? And we live no lies. Mm-hmm. And so this resource, Your Promised Peace, that's what we try to do. We really try to walk people through how to do it because the scripture gives us a map. And I believe that
this is a daily walk.
Yeah, this is a daily walk.
Get up every morning and take those thoughts
That's
captive.
Right. That's right. Every day. Yeah.
And if you don't take them captive, they will take you captive.
That's right.
They will take you prisoner. That's why you see the devil and demons dressed up in so many people. Mm-hmm. And he's taking them captive. He's controlling them. And he can take every one of us captive if we don't take thoughts captive. Deception and lies come from the deceiver. Mm-hmm. Truth comes from God. It is consistent with His word. His word corrects and shows us deception and lies, mm-hmm. untruth. What would you like for people to hear from you as we really close today's program with this, to tell them why they ought to watch what you're doing every day online? Or what do you just want them to hear as a closing thought to our time together today?
Yeah, yeah. No, I would say, you know, if you're somebody that right now, maybe you're wrestling with these thoughts, maybe you're struggling with anxiety, with depression, with worry, with fear, and you really, really want freedom, I want you to know, number one, that God offers you that freedom.
Amen.
God offers you freedom of the mind, that transformation in your life begins right here through the Word of God and through the power and presence of the Holy Spirit in your life. So ask Jesus to invite Him in and ask the Holy Spirit to come into your life and give you the victory over your mind,
yes.
over your thought life, because God and His Spirit want to renew you from the inside out, and He's willing, more than willing, to help you and empower you in that.
Amen.
So be encouraged. This is not the final season of your life. This is just the beginning, because with God, He makes all things new.
Amen.
You have such a beautiful gift. And, you know, I hope you don't mind praying you'll move to Texas. So you'll be a little closer. We just really think you're a gift to the church today, Kobe. And I think that just like this book, it's not big, but it's big,
mm-hmm.
because it takes you into the bigness of God's truth, and it captures you, captivates you, and carries you.
Mm-hmm.
But I do hope you'll pray about sending a gift to help us drill water wells. We're going to show you the crisis of water all over the world. 2 billion people don't have access to clean, non-contaminated water. You see, 2 billion people. And in many of the areas, the water is so filthy and so contaminated, it's killing their children by the millions in those areas, in those third world countries. And we've been able, with your help, to save millions of lives, to drill thousands and thousands of freshwater wells that last a lifetime, where they can access it with no power in the little communities, in their little villages. Oftentimes they have no power. So they use what a child can do. They use a manual pump. You make all that possible. Please, today, if you can drill a well for $4,800, do it. You give $1,200, pray three, join your $2,400 and pray one, join. Look, $48 gives 10 people water the rest of their life. Please do what you can. I just feel like I've just heard the Lord impress on me. There are people watching, James, that could give $1 million. There are people watching could give their estate to keep giving life long after they're gone. Father, direct your people. Would you right now go get your bank card? Would you use it like a check? Would you go get it and call that number where people are calling to give their lives to Christ? And call and say, I want to give life to people. Or would you go online? Use that credit card like a check. If you write a check, make the check to life. That's what you're giving. I want to show you the crisis of not having clean water all over the world, how serious it is, and how God's love in you is the answer,
yeah.
flowing through you and flowing in the source of clean water.
Amen.
Please do it. Please help.
There is a worldwide crisis affecting more people than war and natural disasters combined. It is unsafe water like this that has either sickened or caused the death of millions of people. Today, more than 2 billion people in rural communities spanning the globe do not have access to safe, clean drinking water. Simply drinking a few ounces of water from unsafe sources carries a risk of sickness or even death. Diseases such as cholera and diarrhea claim hundreds of thousands of lives each year, with children under 5 being the most vulnerable.
Berde jika pira berte nanu ku jua korban guru jo cun kerbagin dagin beragana betul berde na. Nanti bodoh lang mamu ke lengan halang acine ya nanya gimana. Lang bodoh ngono na balkuari tidiri lang acine.
There is an answer for this water crisis, but it requires action from compassionate people. When we drill a fresh, clean water well, install a steel-cased manual pump, it means families no longer have to live in fear that the water they drink will make them sick, or worse, a mother having to bury another child from drinking contaminated water. With your help, a cup of clean water means life for generations to come.
Betty, there we are, just kind of kneeling over by that pump that those little children can use. We used to see that old filthy water in boreholes, where they would dig a hole and they would let a bucket down. And man, within 3 or 4 days, that hole is so full of junk, even dead animals falling in it. And I mean, it would be so contaminated. But you know what it told us everywhere we saw a borehole? There's clean water down there. You just got to get down to it, and then you got to case it, and you got to protect it. And then they don't need to be lowering a bucket into it. No matter how clean it is, it won't stay clean. We got to protect it, and then we got to give them a well. And they don't have power. They don't have electricity in many of the villages. So they're the power, and we gave them the ability for children to do it. And you know what they did, Betty? They learned they could pump it up into a tower and fill the tower up, and then they could even flow that. We had one area, Betty, where they actually built enough towers and pumped that they were pumping water all over their little town. Now, they didn't get it in the house. They didn't have running water, but they had it out in their yard where maybe 2 or 3 houses could just go and get it right there. I said, the next thing you know, they'll have flushing toilets.
That's right.
But it's just so amazing what God's love does through His people. Would you right now help us? God, let us drill more wells in this request than we've ever been able to drill. Because in Africa, the multiplication has gone up as high as 10 more a day dying because of USAID moving out, other areas moving out. God, our missionaries won't leave. They planted their lives there. They will die with the people saving them. They moved their families there. Jesus, look at me. We have the missionaries who planted their lives with the suffering. And they say, the missionaries say, if you'll just give us something so we're not empty-handed, so we can feed them, so we can give them clean water. And you've been doing it now for 30 years. Millions and millions of people saved. Thousands of villages have fresh water wells all over the world. Please go get your credit card. I mean, and use it right now like a check. Go online, go on that number you just saw where people are calling to give their life to Christ, and you give life to people. Make the greatest gift you can. Pray with me, Betty. Lord, we want a miracle today, and I want you to work a miracle in the life of every person who's becoming a miracle to somebody in need right now. I want you to make a miracle happen in that person who gives in their life and their family. In Jesus' name. Please, just do as God leads. We have some beautiful gifts to send you. Any gift you send, we'll send Kobe Myers your promised peace. Fabulous. And if you'll give $100 or more, the beautiful book, The Life of Compassion. And if you'll give $1,200, this is The Beautiful Shepherd. Two little lambs walking in his shadow, and one little sheep up here. When I saw this, I said, that's me. Most of my journey, the shepherd had to carry me. Maybe you. But what a shepherd. We'll send it to any one of you who could give $1,200 toward helping us drill a well. Pray three join you. I sure do thank you for giving life. Go get that bank card. Make the gift God leads you to make. You're giving life.
Every day, thousands of lives are lost to waterborne disease, and nearly half of those are children under the age of 5. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give mothers hope and children a future as we provide clean, fresh drinking water, free from the fear of death. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you Discovering the Joy of Reading God's Word. Whether you've read the Bible for years or are just beginning, this book invites you to experience Scripture in a fresh, more intimate way. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request a Life of Compassion coffee table book, capturing Life Outreach's heart for the world. Each page pairs timeless Bible verses with vivid mission field photography, making God's Word visible in action. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and request Life's beautiful 2026 bronze sculpture, The Good Shepherd. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
We'll send you Kobe's book, Your Promised Peace, and here's what you need to know. This not only has a way in the Word to get the peace, but teaching series and how you access them online. Things that God has just given this very anointed young man to help totally transform your life and your mind. So we'll gladly send it for any gift. And we just thank you from the bottom of our heart. Kobe, we're going to be praying for you and praying you move to Texas so we can see you more often. But we just thank you for being a tremendous blessing to so many millions of people.
Thanks, James.
Thank you for watching. Thank you for sharing life today. You make life today happen. And thank you for putting His arms around the least of these and the overlooked. God bless you, because He's blessing through you.
LifeToday.org. Dive into your favorite Life Today programs, explore impactful ministry outreaches, and discover life-changing spiritual resources all in one place. Plus, it's easier than ever to support our mission with seamless donation options. Never miss a moment to get connected, get inspired, and get involved. Anytime, anywhere. Life Today is always on. Visit LifeToday.org and experience the best of life.
The gospel is not just our way out of hell. It's not just so we can get to heaven. It's so that heaven can get into us.
Daniel Kalinda is furious tomorrow.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.